All right, hallelujah, malamala, hamala. That was some dorky meditative music to get you in the mood, as we're going to just rant here for a little while. Today it's just me and my honey. We're just sitting here hanging out.
It went out over there.
Yeah, it's just Facebookers. But we got YouTubes and we've got the Spreaker. We've got
Facebooker.
That's right. We're trying to get one of the things we're going to talk about today, actually, is getting out of the matrix, getting out of the sort of the slum of Facebookers. What do you think, honey? We're already just barely getting out of being stuck just in Google and Facebook. But imagine the future. Imagine if we developed our own. What did I say the other day?
That Facebook was only for using when you were...
Oh, yeah, when you're taking a crap. That's what Facebook is basically for. That's why everybody's on there. Honestly, there's a lot of people out there who got to take a crap every day.
They should call it Dump Book.
Dumping your books. Yeah, we'll think of a name for it. Actually, we had a lot to share here that I wrote down, but now I seem to have misplaced my notes. Wow, that was smart.
You don't need them.
Oh, you're just too encouraging. Could you see if that pile of paint... Oh, it's right there. It's back there. Would you mind, honey? Would you mind getting those for your husband? See, this is why you guys need a wife. Because you guys not going to be able to function proper. If you're trying to do everything on your own, when one stumbles by himself, then who shall lift him up? Thank you. All right, so somehow this glorious internet has decided not to function with our phone anymore. That's interesting. Oh my gosh, we're broadcasting from the free internet, which is sucky. Hold on, guys. Mm-hmm. Listen to the anecdotal music for a few more seconds, and we'll be right back. This happens to you every once in a while when the internet don't work. We accidentally unplugged it. Hold on. All right, kids. Well, it looks like they really tried to shut us down this time. But we're not going to give up. No siree, Bob. We're going to keep blasting away. Because this is what you do when the internet done gone give out. That's when you really start to stand up and fight. That's when you do your best to not lose the vision. Because what are we going to do if we don't have internet no more? What are we going to do? How are we going to survive?
We're going to have to become telepathic.
Yeah.
Yeah, we won't need machines anymore.
That's right. If you didn't have internet, you would actually need the Holy Spirit. Think about it. You would no longer be able to survive just based off of whatever you see when you're sitting on the toilet and you're trying to, you're turning on your phone.
Facebook.
So what we're trying to do today is just run through the future vision, which is really the whole vision for everything that we're doing. It's not just one or two projects. It's not one or two little... oh, these are the wrong notes. Look at that. We even have the wrong notes. Oh, my God.
What happened to you?
I think I must have left them upstairs, but it's okay. We just had two giant meetings of what we're doing with this whole project and what is the point of these ascensions. If God isn't real, if the Bible isn't true, then all of this is a waste of time. You know, if you're trying to build an army with just one person, then that wouldn't be an army. That would just be you trying to look cool, you know? But if you actually, if there is a God, if heaven is real, if the story of Israel is real, sorry, that was, then it's worth it. Then it's true. Then we're building on the shoulders of giants. You know what I mean? Then it's actually worth investing your whole life in. I mean, practically, logically, as a man, you're like, wow, God is real. This Bible stuff is actually true. Spiritual universe, all of it, real? What? And then you realize, like, this is worth throwing your whole life into. Because, I mean, who wants to be in a fake religion, you know? I don't want that. It's not fun. Did you ever meet any fake religions before?
Yeah, I didn't like it. They gave me a bad vibe. I felt like running away. And it's just something that you want to transcend. If you have to ascend, if you have to descend and then ascend, that's okay, as long as you transcend.
Wow, that was deep. When we talk about descents and ascents, what does that mean to you, honey, while I plug in the internet again?
Well, we were talking about having a way to work through spiritual brokenness through descending into the brokenness and working and confronting like the spiritual entities or spiritual blockages. And then transcending it and ascending to a new height out of it.
Yes.
So it's like a process by which you integrate.
Okay. So basically to get healing sort of thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like confronting the darkness and then getting spiritual medals of honor like the generals do in the military.
Yeah.
Because you're going into the war zone, but you're going into the war zone of the spirit, and you climb the ranks through going into the war battle zone of the spirit and then ascending. Yes. Ascending to your next rank and your next level. But it's like a real thing.
And before that, he was kind of a joke. He was kind of just a silly stand-up, you know, whatever. He wasn't really a soldier. You know, he was, you know, brave, and he wanted to be, and he was kind of a symbol. But he hadn't actually fought any battles. But in this scene, he comes back with all these soldiers that they were guessing had pretty much died, and they've even captured like the enemy's tanks, and they're using the enemy's weapons, and it's just awesome. Like, it's like, wow, he's really Captain America now. And we don't want to build anything around anybody necessarily and make a cult. We're looking at who has come through battles and who is leading other people already, even though a lot of them are wounded, a lot of them are people who don't feel like they're amounting to much. in many ways. That's how they feel. That's not really the reality. Because God uses you even more when you are basically, like, just barely trying, you know, doing your very best. Oh my gosh, we're getting a call. It's from Chu Adnan Mato Adnan. Why do you have your name? Who is that? Oh my gosh.
Do you even know that person?
No.
It's probably from like Siberia or something.
I have no idea who that is.
It's time to call Michael Basham.
These people are all like, most of them just want money. I have an orphanage in Pakistan. Okay, so, and I'm not here crediting myself, but I went through the whole Family International thing. I make fun of it. Everybody does. But I'm still holding on to the original core faith of discipleship, dropping out of the system, living by faith, believing in pretty crazy out there things that most people say you're not allowed to believe in. We still use that stuff. One of our Patreon supporters, thank you very much. Everybody on Patreon that's supporting us, we bless you. It's why we can do this, even though we're just, you know, obviously our internet is up and down. It's working now, but anyway, thank you for putting up with us as we're still building it. Phoebes recently sent me a whole study that she did on angels, which is perfect timing because a lot of people are saying you can't talk to angels. You know, you can't actually have an angelic experience. So just within this little transmission, these people that are in many ways walking with us in a lot of this and just who have, they're not just throwing money at us. They're a part of this broadcast. They're a part of what we're doing and carrying that original faith and that power of you gave your life for God. You really meant what you did when you were going through the whole training. And so a lot of the family people that we talk with, they're around, you know, they mean business for the Lord. And, we had a little, an angel prayer time here recently. Mm-hmm. And, did you want to tell them really quick your angel story? And then we'll kind of wrap it up. We're just going to be here for a few more minutes, guys. Bless you.
Well, it wasn't really too, like, detailed, but I just had, like, a vision of having a heavenly encounter with an angel, but it was mostly just the wings of the angel that were behind me. And there was four wings, and the wings had this electromagnetic, like, supercharged electricity coming, like, from the wings. Whoa. And the wings were, like, first I was just kind of, like, sinking into them and, like, feeling them because they felt so soft and like just so comforting and it was like really healing. Wow. And then the wings they started to be placed like on certain parts of my body, like my temples and then my heart, you know, and then in my solar plexus area, and I just felt this electric energy just like pouring into me, and I knew that this angel, that its wings were infused with it, and it was coming from a divine source of heaven. And it just, like, put me into this deep sleep, and, yeah.
Wow. Sorry, honey, that's New Age. Nope, there's no way God would ever let you have seen that. She just smiles at me and says, all right, that's right, Aaron V. Cox is blasting mama. Yeah, well, I mean, here's just a little bit of what Phoebe sent me. about what angels help us to do. They beckon men to turn their hearts back to God. They reveal God's prophetic word, Jesus. Therefore say to them, thus says the Lord of hosts, return to me, says the Lord of hosts, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. I saw by night, and behold, a man riding on a red horse, and stood among the myrtle trees in the hollow, and behind him were horses, red, sorrel, and white. Then I said, what are these? And the angel who talked with me said, I will show you what they are. And so they answered, the angel of the Lord, who stood among the myrtle trees, and said, we have walked to and fro throughout the earth, and behold, all the earth is resting quietly. And it goes on, and the Lord says, I am returning to Jerusalem with mercy. So angels are ministering spirits. They bring comfort. And angels came and ministered to Jesus when the devil left him. God says, it says of the angels, who makes his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. And they're very dynamic. They battle in the heavenly realm. War broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon. So it's like this is the heart and soul and core of what we're doing, is to work with angels. So, you know, if we don't have that straight, like, yeah, you can have an angel show up in your dreams. We need angels. We need them to do what we want to do. But most of all, why we're going on live here and why we're calling this Spirit Force and what the future of this is and why we're writing a lot of ascension kind of experiences and kind of visionary imagination quests into the spirit, like Jennifer was saying, is to practice going and retrieving parts of people that maybe have been stolen, that have been separated off. And let's say you can't get one of your friends to believe in God. Rather than just getting your Bible every day and going up to them and just saying, that's it, boy. You get to believe in the Bible. Rather than doing that all the time, which may work for certain people. I mean, there must be some guy in Tennessee that might get saved that way, don't you think?
Or, yeah, Kansas or something.
Right, Kansas. Next logical.
Get the devil out of them.
Exactly, that's how you gonna get your licking if you don't believe in what I'm telling you, boy. Boy.
All right, I think we're gonna get kicked out of here in a few minutes. We'll see. Might have to go dark for a few minutes, guys. Might have to go dark. All right, well, the point is, why talk about this? Because we're building an army, but it's mostly made up of single moms, the fatherless, the poor, you know, not many rich. It says not many wise according to the ways of the world, not many powerful in the flesh. God calls those that in society are considered the weakest, and then he puts like an army behind you, and that's our army, man. So, honey, let's go dark for a second. Could you reach over and maybe turn off the inner latch for me? And we'll see if we can... Maybe we can... We're going to keep going live here, guys. But, oh my gosh, we got Phoebes. We got Kara. Kara, let me respond to that comment earlier. You got to turn that light switch off too, honey. Sorry. We're going dark for like a few minutes, but we're still here, guys. Don't worry. We're not doing nothing inappropriate, right, honey?
Oh, yeah.
We just want to see if we can go for a little bit longer because the security literally, like, doesn't let you stay here for a minute after 11.
They might just knock on the window and then leave, though. That's what they did before.
Yeah, they'll probably do that. Whatever. They can't know we're here. Actually, you can't really hear anything. But in any case, okay, so we're going to just kind of break this down. Like, the angel vision is that you are allowed by through the Bible, you have a vision of an angel. There's nothing anti-biblical about that at all. It's just that the church people are afraid of it. So then they try to control it. And right now there's a big... there's kind of a debate going on in the fringe, which is, oh, you have to do everything just the way the Baptist church down the street does it, but also believe in the Illuminati, which I believe in, you know, and believe that, you know, they're going to take our guns and they're going to take our country and all that kind of stuff. But you're not allowed to actually have a walk with God and have a supernatural connection to God. What do you guys think? Let us know in the chat. We'll read your comments once we turn the lights back on. What do you think, honey? Why are we allowed to talk to angels? We had this conversation. We actually like do a lot of our planning and strategizing while swimming back and forth in the pool. We're like, honey, what do you think? Why are we not New Age? And I love how my wife describes everything. So, Jennifer, why are we allowed to channel or talk to angels or have a vision of an angel? Why is that not New Age?
Well, first of all, angels are biblical. I mean, throughout the Bible, people are visited by angels, and the angels are messengers, and they help them on their spiritual walk. They help them to prepare them for things that are going to happen, to make the right decisions. So if people in the Bible are getting visions of angels, then, and the Bible is the word of God, I mean, it would seem that it's in God's divine plan for us to be in connection with angels, or that we just are. And it feels good. I mean, doesn't it feel good to get in contact with angels? I always just like get a really good feeling from them. So
I'm sure we'd crap our pants if they actually like walked in the room right now, but
yeah, and they're like, you know, they're mysterious. Like there's so much to be learned about them, and why wouldn't you want to delve into them? Why wouldn't you want to learn more about angels? They could teach us a lot with our understanding about our connection to the supernatural and to heaven and God. And exactly, if they're intermediaries and they're messengers and they're able to connect with us, there must be a reason for that. We must be connected to them. And so there's like a kinship there with the angels. I feel a kinship with the angels. I feel like they're, of course there's fallen angels and there's Nephilim and there's angels that you don't want to, you know, you don't want to summon, but summon is not the right word, but you.
Well, what's the difference between summoning and just asking the Lord to send them? We're afraid to directly engage with angels unless they show up directly, you know?
Well, I think that, first of all, everybody is assigned guardian angels when they're born. I think that they're assigned guardian angels, and because of that, have a drink of that. Really quick. Yeah. Because of that, you know, you can call on them. They're assigned to you, but you sometimes like have to call on them in order for them to intercede, because they're not supposed to go against your will, because that's not, you know, what their plan and purpose is.
So, in other words, like in witchcraft, for example, you do things that cause you to lose your free will. You might willingly give away your free will, but whatever, it's like, it's witchcraft, it's manipulation. Maybe you've never seen a witch or seen how witchcraft actually operates. Well, witchcraft almost always is something that is tricksy and manipulative and that supersedes someone else's free will. So likewise, fallen angels, demons, and mostly liberals, they now want to just take your freedom away. They want to make you a slave. They want to, whereas angels, they come to heal, they come to give you rest. They traditionally in the Bible, they're usually there to try to help you to get back in touch with your creator. And so it's just night and day, you know. And this is where, this is like, I mean, it's just painful to spend time even talking about this, but it's something that we have to talk about when we go live, because this debate is raging right now. People are so afraid of angels being real. If they were kind of comfortable with it, then we could move forward. We could talk about, well, this is the name of my angel that did this, and he uses lightning to do this to the demons, and he's the guardian of this gate, etc., etc. But unfortunately, we haven't gotten there yet with a lot of people. Most people are still afraid of the possibility that any of this is even remotely true. I mean, in my experience, I guess angels, they've been something that is so, it's an extra incentive to get into the spirit of God. The church spirit is like, oh, well, you're going to go to heaven, but you're never going to have any experience outside of just being in the throne room and singing praise and worship songs all day with like multi-eyeballed creatures and beautiful worship music. It'll be just like church. And they don't want you to know that there's going to be angels everywhere. And there are and they're really like soldiers. They are soldiers. They fight for you. If you were to see in the spirit, you would see angels, angel craft. They're kind of like aliens, actually. They're sentient. They have free will as well. But they're not human. And they don't have the same... only humans are made in the image of God and have the ability, the spark of God, to go forth and to create as God has. So that should tell you something. Like, obviously God doesn't abuse his angels. And I mean, Lucifer thought he was abused because he wasn't God, whatever that means. Total manipulative scumbag, that sin was found in him and he was this perfect being. And then sin was found in him because of pride, and he lost everything and he's taken down one third of heaven. So however that works, I don't know. But in essence, you know, God works with angels very closely and gives them a lot of authority. But there's a new time in heaven where humanity, through his son Jesus, we are beginning to realize our true identity and to step into places of creation. And people are always calling him co-creation. Well, it's kind of true, actually. God honors your words. And I'm going to say more about that in a second, but I just want to see if my wife has anything to say.
I think we can turn the light back on, too. I don't think they're coming tonight.
You want me to turn it back on?
Yeah. Let's go ahead and turn it back on. Okay. All right, guys, the Nazis have passed. Lights are going back on. It looks like we're in the clear for tonight, kids. Thank God. I guess they pass us by this time. This is true end time radio broadcasting, you know? Like, you have to hide from the police. You have to hide from the, you know. Only YouTube can see this right now, but we're basically, like, turning the lights off for a few minutes so that we can just continue the broadcast for a few more minutes. Okay, I'm going to look at the comments. And, honey, do you want to say anything?
Yeah. I just think that it makes sense that angels would be interested in what humans are doing on Earth, because they're like guardians of heaven and heaven's gate, and they're upholding the governmental realms of heaven. So as things you know, happen on Earth, and different dominions are built and torn down, and, you know, there's also things in heaven that are being built up. There's, you know, as wars are won on Earth, there's more like pillars and kingdoms being built in heaven. So it's the angels, they're assigned to us to make sure that God's will is done on Earth as it is in heaven. So yeah, I just feel like they're our friends, and I like them.
We're gonna have more time to talk about angels really soon. Carrie, you have to tell me who this is that you're talking about. Then who are you talking about that has angel ships that look like TIE fighters? I don't care if your husband makes fun of you. I want to know about that. That's amazing. And Phoebes, you're definitely sharing some very important viewpoints on this, and I thank you. I thank you, sister. So what I was going to share was, and Mark Grande, welcome. Bless you. Right. And there are deceptive spirits. That's why you have to test the spirits. Make sure that they acknowledge the gospel. And what does that mean? The gospel, it means you get to be with Jesus forever, not just as a slave, but as someone that is going to walk as Jesus walked. And Jesus, as the Son of God, he's got quite a bit of authority. When you make Jesus your Lord, you find out who you truly are, and you begin to step into that authority as well. And you get to do things that Jesus did. And it's awesome. You okay?
Yeah.
Okay, we're just getting comfortable. I don't know how much longer we're going to be here, but looks like we passed through the Antichrist soldier guard, so wait till one of the security guards actually sees this video and he's like, "That's what you guys do." No, we actually made friends with the guards, but you don't know which one's on which time.
One of them watches here.
Yeah, maybe that's why Facebook went down, was so we could go live a little bit longer today. Now, I heard this on InfoWars, and it was really prophetic. It's that whatever we imagine we do, even evil things, but specifically, like, you know, Jules Verne imagines us going to the moon, from the Earth to the moon, and then within 50 years, we're on the moon, or give or take a decade. George Orwell imagines this future, you know, New World Order, 1984 control grid state, and then within 60 to 70 years, it's already here, and it's going to get even worse. So for better or for worse, we're able to do what we imagine. So once you start to really enter into that, you know, I had a dream last night where I was literally going between countries and doing different things, and then I was like in hell retrieving armor and talking with people and diving into their past and their family, and just, it was crazy. It was a really crazy dream. But once you get into the spirit, you realize this is how the real world operates. And the ancients, they understood this. The ancients were not obsessed with building spaceships to go to faraway stars, but they were obsessed with the stars and with dreams and with spirits. So, and then they were always kind of channeling the wrong spirits. They were channeling the ones that tell you to sacrifice your firstborn son. They were always entering into the wrong spirit. But if we were to do that with the Lord, and to have the same attitude of, here I am, God, use me. I want to be a disciple. And, you know, Phoebes, you know what I'm talking about. Because in the family, we were trained to receive new revelations from God regularly. A lot of the people, I don't know if BT, where you're coming from exactly, or Mark Grande, but I know, Kara, you were raised around the Mormons quite a bit, as was my wife. But you're kind of like more easily able to receive new information when you come from that perspective. Whereas a lot of people are stuck in like the church system, and they're saying like, you can never talk to an angel. You can never get a word from God. That's not
exactly whatever God said in the Bible before, when what we're trying to do is assemble an army of people who can actually receive a message from heaven or take a dream that they got a little bit more literally than just like, it was just too much pepperoni pizza the other day. You know, have an encounter with the other realm, because the future, the frontier, is not just space. That is not the final frontier. The final frontier is actually, well, science calls it the multiverse and parallel universes and bridging those and going to other dimensions. But we call it the spirit and going into the spirit. Oh, Carrie, you're sending us the link to the lady. Great. I want to see that. TIE fighter lady. Spaceships. Who believes in spaceships? Well, the Navy does. The Navy just announced that the Pentagon and the military are very interested in spaceships. Here's what I pitched to the Gil Hodges Mystic crew today. Rather than only try to build our communities of spirit-minded people and keep interviewing, you know, Ian Clayton every year and all those kind of people over and over and over again, and just having people pitch their book and pitch their story, what if we were to actually knock on the door of the spirit and have that door be opened? What if you were to actually be a part of a community of people who discipline themselves every day to at least try? And if you fail, well, next day, try again. Just turn off that phone, turn on some wacky music. Too wacky. But, you know, just do whatever it takes. Go into the spirit. What are you laughing about?
Just thinking about the scary stuffed animals.
Kara, you saw it. We put a little spoof off of Treasure Attic earlier by accident. It was just on the screen and I was listening to scary music and Jennifer came home and I'm here in the office. Too much caffeine, and made a little joke video about Treasure Attic being a horror movie, and then Karen lost it. She said like she was gonna go to war for that video. It's kind of funny. Some people are diehard, like still in the cult, and some of us we've come through it and we're like ready for more.
Is that because you made people laugh about something serious, but you were presenting it as if it were so serious that it was scary? That bothers them because they can't, it's like cognitive dissonance, they can't make sense of it.
All it was Uncle Jim and Bunny Big Word and whatever the dog's name was. Like just flopping around but in slow motion with scary music. It was so stupid. It was like a totally dumb video.
More like that.
She liked it. You know, if she liked it, then we're gonna do more of those. But you can check that video out. We just posted it. It's just something about the attic, horror in the attic or something.
Yeah.
That was pretty fun. Yeah, that's the thing, though. Like, you start opening that spirit gate, you're going to have demons come in and nightmares. And that's why we need to pray for each other. And we need to be aware that when you step over the fence, like when you're not just hiding in like your little church system and hiding in your little cult, or you're hiding in your little doctrine or whatever, when you step out over the planes of what people say you can or cannot do, then the guns start firing. But we're gonna do that because it's more honorable to fight for something and to be a pioneer and to push the vision than it is to just sit there and not do anything and give up. But here's the thing, what Spirit Force is all about and what we're doing, it's about equipping and discipling and just sharing our experiences with other people. And believe me, we do this 99% of our time off air is spent. We don't get credit for it, but we're talking with people, we're fellowshipping
is
with
that
them.
Really you in the video that's getting on that's the cowboy that's getting on the...
No, that's Uncle Jim. Yeah, that was okay. Phoebe says her kids still watch Treasure Attic. It's a great show. I mean, it's kind of outdated now. Like, there should be an updated one. I have nothing against Treasure Attic. I wish there were more Treasure Attics. That's the thing, is like the family, you're forced to watch the same kid videos over and over again. Of course you're gonna make fun of it. It's like we make fun of Barney, you know. Anyway, here, honey, let's... Okay, I found a verse here. So, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Preach the word, be instant in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. She thinks it's funny when I read the Bible. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and they shall turn unto fables. So, watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. So, making full proof, you know, obviously my wife is just got the giggles, and it's just an evidence of the Lord and the joy of the Lord. To me, the proof is if you guys have a sense of humor. Some people don't have a sense of humor. Sorry, did I hurt your feelings, honey? I hurt your feelings a little bit. Sorry. I hurt her feelings because I was too serious after we made those silly jokes. Also, she's been up early working, like, hard today. And some of us just, like, get to talk. Like, you know, talk on the phone and call it work. Kara says she's laughing. She must be feeling... Yeah, I think you and Kara might have a special connection because you were both Mormon at some point. See, this is healing for the Mormons. It wasn't even that funny. I don't even know why it's funny. I think it's just, like, late. Do you want me to keep reading the Bible while you keep giggling? Yeah. Her face is turning bright red. Honey, you're beautiful. I didn't say that to make you go away. Okay. Here, we'll turn the air conditioning back on. The air conditioning sounds like a lawnmower, so. All right. So, you know, Paul was saying this to Timothy before he was going to go back to Rome and die. So it was like, dang, like, Rome, why did you do that? Why did you going to Jerusalem to die? He's like, I fought the good fight. I finished my course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. Not to me only, but unto all of them that love his coming, his appearing. And this is good too. The Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. My wife is getting, she's just feeling the Spirit so deeply. Honey, you want to sit down in the chair over there? She's totally in stitches right now. I had no idea that was so good. All right, guys, we just work with what works, and we're just gonna continue with that. Hopefully we'll have a lot of little baby Rimmel Bashams running around pretty soon that we can enjoy family with. And here's the other thing, like, believe me, like, if you can get your sanity back through the word, and then, you know, people can get into a good place, you can meet your special someone, and then you can have fun in your house, you know? Hey, Brandon Barthrop has his wife, you know, giggle by his side about some kind of Holy Ghost goosebump. I would much rather have my wife here, you know, genuinely just losing it after a silly joke. Is it really just that? Is that funny, honey?
Yeah.
Is it really? You're not joking around?
Mm-mm.
I'm trying to think that last time I got somebody to laugh this hard was. I don't know. I don't take any credit for this, by the way. This is just Jesus is good. Do you know, why would you want to just, like, go in a room and, like, giggle over nothing? And, you know, God is just making you laugh for no reason? When, if there's actually something genuinely kind of funny, like, I think taking, like, stuffed animals and watching them all, like, happy and then putting scary music in the background. Or remember we watched those romance movies and then we changed the music to, like, really, like, intense, like, action movie, like, thriller music? I think that was really good. And then, you know, when you have, like, a real family situation like that, and people aren't all, like, on guard. They're like, oh, I don't want to offend so-and-so because they're going to get mad. BT is back. Share the joke. Honey, do you want to tell them what's so funny? I don't even know. I forgot.
You just have to watch the video. Watch the last video that you posted. It's really...
It took her a while to realize how funny that video was, but all right, let's pull it up because actually we had a comment. The compounded humor of that video, why it's so funny, was actually the comment that we got from Karen, an old friend of mine. Actually, I have nothing against her except she's like the ultimate troll. I mean, has there ever been someone to troll in that way? Here it is. Okay, I'm putting it in the description. Watch it when we're done and you can see what she's laughing about. And you're gonna not think it's that funny. It already has 3 thumbs down. I think those are all from Karen and her multiple YouTube accounts. It's a stupid video, though, really, honestly. It's not that funny. But here's the link. Thumbs up on the video just to humor us. We literally got a comment that says, I am a shameful person for posting this video, and I will never be a leader, and thank God I'm not a foreign diplomat, because if I was, then we would be at war. I guess that's like England versus America. Karen says, I think Michael can answer for himself if he chooses. Okay, I'm answering right now. We'll see if she actually watches this. Kara says that the video was saved by my wife with her haughtiness. You did save it. It was absolutely horrible before that. Anyway, we have fun, and it's really not like that's all we do. We're actually talking about really serious stuff, like, a lot of the time. And if you don't have a sense of humor, if you can't just kind of poke fun at stuff sometimes, then, you know, what's the point? And how are you going to survive? Because, you know, my uncle went to the gulag in Siberia, and he, my great uncle, he came back and he said he survived with us because of a sense of humor. Yeah. And they're coming. I mean, guys, look, the Mark of the Beast system is here. Like, that whole thing is happening right now. They said they were going to do it, and it's here. And, you know, they want to destroy our families. And why? Because they can't take a joke. You know, you go to my Facebook and check out all the jokes that I put on there. They're all from outside of Facebook. They're all from MeWe. They're all banned jokes. And I'm just seeing how long I can post them before they take them all down. But freedom of speech is under fire. They're going to take everything down as fast as they can. If we don't really just get our act together, and, you know, I don't want to talk too much. I don't want to talk too much politics here, but anyway, hallelujah. It's good. It is a good family. And when I read that verse about the people turning to fables, people are going to take that out of context. They're going to say, oh, well, that means, you know, anything that's a vision, that's a fable. Like, if you got a vision or if you had a dream and you're basing anything off of that, then you're turning to fables. Well, actually, in the ancient times, people paid very close attention, including the Bible. They paid very close attention to their visions and dreams, including Peter, you know, seeing that blanket with all the animals and God says, eat them. And he's like, no, Lord. And then he finds out it means, you know, go witness to the Gentiles. That's how God talks to us a lot of the time. He talks to us through angels, through visions, through dreams. Do you want to say anything else, honey? Do you want to share anything else here?
How God talks to us, or giggle superconductors?
Well, I think that God has a really good sense of humor. And sometimes truth is stranger than fiction. And it's the irony that just truly is the kicker. Gets you every time. So pay attention to that, because you'll get a good laugh.
Like the paradox. Like, and it's my fault too for showing you so many South Park episodes recently. That's hardly Christian. How dare I call myself a Christian and watch South Park with my wife? We won't show it to our kids, but here's 2 Peter 1:4, whereby, oh honey, your voice is so much prettier. I think I need you to read it. Verse 4, you want to read that one?
Mm.
That's a really good one.
Whereby are given unto us exceeding, you better read it, my throat hurts.
Okay, well, we're going to turn this off in a second, but whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So the promises are really great, and they're very precious. And you're going to focus on, like, oh, we got to escape the evil world that's full of lust and the corruption. That's what most people focus on, is, like, lust and corruption. But God is trying to say, like, look, these precious promises, by those promises, you are going to be a partaker of the divine nature. It's by the promises. So we need to focus much more on the promises of God, not on every time somebody disagrees with you. I had a great meeting with a bunch of very spiritual leaders, people that were, we were all just like, wow, you know, even though we're not really famous or anything, but the people we're talking with, I know you guys are generals. You guys are trendsetters. And it's an honor right now to be able to talk to people who have taken their lives seriously. Mothers and family people and fringe Christians and mystics. And so if we lay down our own pride to work together, and we were like, yeah, we don't even agree about, you know, partial preterism, or is Jesus coming back soon, or, and we're going to have shows talking about that soon. Obviously not tonight, but
you are listening to the Fringe,
but let's continue
Network.
This. Besides this, giving Fringe all diligence, Network. Add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, to temperance patience, patience godliness, godliness brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make that you will neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacks these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Is that how you say it right?
So we just want to put you back in remembrance of those things. And again, those virtues, diligence, faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, charity. So those are the things. These are the fruits of the Holy Spirit. God isn't really interested in your numbers. He doesn't care how many Facebook subscribers you have or whatever. Or how many souls you got last week. He's not interested in that, unless that's what he told you to do. But what he wants you to do is he wants you to be full of his Spirit. Jennifer has a beautiful voice, even after laughing. Oh, we're so thankful for you, Kara. Thank you. Thank you for your help before and just being supportive. We appreciate you so much. And anybody listening, don't forget to like and subscribe and hit the bell and all that stuff. We're going to probably turn this off. But look, we're just normal people, obviously. You know, not gonna pretend to be some sort of gurus. And if God can use us, He can use anybody. Trust me, and I mean that. Like, we're normal, but at the same time, I look at my wife, and in the spirit, she's like this paradox of like ultimate power and otherworldliness and other dimensionality-ness. A superconductress. The giggle thing is part of her, like the engine of spirituality. But we're gonna endeavor to go into the spirit more. We have manifestations when we do. At least we did last year. We had some major ones. Anyway, get some rest, guys. Have a good day. Bless you.
Okay. Have a good day out there.
And we'll see you again. And let us know what topics you're interested. Phoebes, we're gonna go into your angel study more in the future. And keep the vision. Any children of David people out there, don't lose your vision too. Oops. I hope that wasn't too loud in the background there. Alrighty, God bless you guys. We love you. Bye bye.